Stark, this is dictating on Marsha Barbieri. Marsha, M-A-R-C-I-A, M as in Mary, M-A-R-C-I-A. Barbieri is B, B as in boy, B-A-R-B-I-E-R-I. B-A-R-B-I-E-R-I, Barbieri. Date of birth is 10/6/67. Date of visit 3/11/24. Please make copy for James Brown, M.D. James Brown, M.D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is a persistent cough. And sputum production. And abnormal chest CT. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 56-year-old female who has had a cough for almost a year with yellowish sputum production, has been treated with antibiotic therapy on two occasions over the past year. Period. The patient also was sent for a chest CT on 1/18/24, and it showed bilateral axillary lymphadenopathy and mediastinal lymphadenopathy. The nodes were up to 1.5 centimeter in diameter. The lung fields were clear. There were bilateral thyroid nodules that were noted. The patient had no hemoptysis, but admits to significant weight loss over the past 1 year, up to 25 pounds. She denies fevers, chills, and night sweats. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for a hysterectomy in 2012. And fractured right humerus, for which she had a repair, and also left index finger injury with repair. The patient has had a pruritic rash all over her body, which is very itchy, and this has been present for over 4 months. She was also treated for recurrent bronchitis. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin. Next, habits. The patient smoked. Smoked 1.5 pack per day for 35 years up until now. And drinks alcohol regularly, mostly beer. Next, family history. Father died of brain cancer. Mother died of ruptured abdominal aneurysm. Next, allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph. Med list included Allegra 1 tab daily, Breztri Aerosphere 160 micrograms, 2 puffs BID, Celexa 40 milligrams, 2 tablets daily, Dexilan 60 milligrams daily, and Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril daily. Latuda, 60 milligrams a day. Morphine, 60 milligrams BID for pain. Next, system review. The patient has had weight loss up to 25 pounds and fatigue. Shows no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has diffuse maculopapular skin rash with itching. And she has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. She has no abdominal pains but has nausea, heartburn, constipation. She has chest pains, no calf muscle pains or palpitations. She has depression and anxiety, denies urinary frequency or burning. She does have easy bruising and muscle stiffness. She has no headaches, numbness of the extremities, and she does have skin rash with itching. Next, physical exam. This thinly built elderly, thinly built middle-aged white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress, no clubbing or cyanosis. She has a raised reddish skin rash all over her body with multiple scratch marks over all extremities, with some with bleeding. Blood pressure 125/70, pulse 72, respiration 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 124, saturation 99. HE and ENOM sphalic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no bruise. There are occasional palpable nodes in the lower cervical area. And thyroid is not palpable. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds at the periphery with occasional scattered wheezes in the upper chest. Axillary area has some prominent lymph nodes and heart, the heart sounds regular, S1, S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, scaphoid, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities reveal no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness, reflex of the 1+, but no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin lesions as described above. Next, impression number one, COPD with emphysema. Number two is mediastinal and axillary lymphadenopathy. Rule out neoplastic process versus sarcoidosis. Number three is urticaria. Number four, depression and anxiety. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking, use nicotine patch. She was advised to get a PET CT scan to evaluate the nodes. Also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She will see oncology for evaluation to rule out lymphoma and may need a lymph node biopsy. She's also advised to get a CBC complete metabolic profile and SED rate, ACE level, and a follow-up here approximately. Approximately 4 weeks. I also advised her that she might need a bronchoscopy with EBUS biopsy. We'll make an addendum after her PET scan is available. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for James Brown, MD.